Ladies and gentlemen, I am a judge of the Supreme, of the People's Supreme Court of Vietnam. We are honored to be here to discuss with you on the matters pertaining to the operation of the Vietnamese court system in the protection of human rights. Issue number one, measures to ensure the independence of the court system. Vietnam is well aware that the court can only fulfill its role as a protector of justice when independence is upheld. As such, in the Constitution, the principle is that the judge is independent and only operates under the law. It also ensures the cross-examination between the judiciary, executive, and legislative arms. The law prosecution code also has two main contents to ensure this independence. First, upholding and demanding that the judges will be held responsible for their decisions. And two, all acts of intervention into the trial process are against the law. On the basis of these rules, we have complementary mechanisms to ever better improving the trial process. For example, the law of the organization of the court of 2014 have had amendments such as lengthening the term of a judge, or that the judge panel is, or the judge selection panel is a national panel rather than each locality as before, to prevent the intervention of local authorities into the works of the court. And the recommendation of Japan and Slovakia on equal trial, fair trial. The principle of fair trial is enshrined in the national constitution and the law of prosecution. Only for special cases such as minors do we have special procedures, or people who are less capable would have special procedures. As for every normal citizen would be entitled to the same court procedures. There are no bias for or against any individual. They are applied extenuating circumstances as in accordance with the law. This is also related to another recommendation, being whether national security charges have been pre-arranged, and that the lawyer's right to defense is not ensured. Vietnamese law does not distinguish between people who commit offenses against national security from other criminal charges. That is why the criminal procedure are the same for all of these cases in terms of procedural law as well as other laws.